connecting, grow with Jackie Grant, our little podcast, and we are moving into video. How very exciting. So today we have Natalia Walker. Now, if you have been reading our magazine, and hopefully you've all subscribed to that, the Connect and Grow magazine, you will be seeing that Natalia has been writing for us for a few months now. So welcome, yeah. Natalia.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here. I'm so excited about going to video.
I know.
Congratulations.
Thanks. We started with one episode of audio and then I just went, no. So you may even be listening to this as just an audio as well, because we are putting it out in as many places as possible to help you in your life. So for those of you that don't know Natalia, I'm going to get her to just do a really quick intro to the people, and then we'll get into our hot topic of the month.
Cool. Yeah, so my name is Natalia Walker. Thanks for having me here. I'm the founder of Inner Creative. And what I do, I'm essentially an accountability and mindset coach, but I use creative tools because I like to work with our whole brain, our whole body, our heart, like everything who we are. And I like to use a whole lot of creative tools to help, yeah, make the most out of our thinking and bring everything of us to our work.
Yeah. Thank you for that. And if this is your first time connecting with us, then you would know that you've just got to go get the magazine. Like we have it on the website, because every month Natalia's like got like a little surprise. So this month I gave the team a topic, and then I think about 2 weeks before their articles were due, I went, hey guys, I've changed my mind. Here it is. And I changed it because this month being we're in April, and then the magazine will sort of flow into May as well, but is Autism Awareness Week. And I went, well, being autistic myself, what is one of the things that I love about being autistic? And it's the fact that I don't get stuck on labels, that I am uniquely me. And also there's a topic in it, there's a book on that as well. So some of the feedback I got from you, Natalia, and the others was like, this was a really good topic to write on. So could you just share with some people, and don't give too much away because we really want them to go get the magazine, but just a little bit on the article that you've written on celebrating and embracing that uniqueness and how people can do that, especially working with you.
Yeah, look, so I believe in anything, in terms of even creativity, like whenever we create anything, we're always creating, even if it's exactly this, like the same thing as somebody else, it's always going to be completely different because we all bring our own experience and our perspective. So like cooking the same bolognese recipe, whatever it is, vegan something, it'll always be different because we'll put our little, you know, we'll just do something a little bit different. So my article this month is all about strengths, because really that is, it's celebrating who you are and your strengths. And I suppose for me, strengths are not just what you're good at, so not your skills. They're actually what makes you feel strong. So it's actually a feeling, not just a, yeah, you know, I'm really good at something because I've done it a lot.
Yeah, because we can be a really good driver, right, but we might not enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and the thing is, we've gone to school, we've been, you know, in different workplaces where they've asked us to do certain things and it's part of the role. So, you know, we naturally get better at things. So, and it can be tricky because sometimes you can be a bit of a, what is it, jack of all trades, where you're good at lots of different things and then going, all right, well, I can do lots of things. But yeah, like it, the strengths is actually just requiring a little bit more self-awareness, I think, about how it makes you actually feel.
I love that connection, because I know that for me, and especially having autism and ADHD traits, is that sometimes I really love something, right, but I'm not very good at it. Like, so I tried my hand at paint pouring, and I think I had, by other people's opinions, I had two things that were sort of okay, whereas I'm like, wow, look at how that worked out, and like, you know, this sense of fun and creativity. So I think, and I'd love your input on this, like when we're doing something that we actually love and that is something that we've maybe never done before. We watched a YouTube video because that's how I learned about the paint pouring. Yes. And then I went and bought all this paint and all these canvases because I had to, because being the type of person I am, it's like you're either all in or you're all out. Like there's rarely a happy medium. I do try. But so with this type of activity, like how do we keep going with something that we really enjoy but everybody else is going, oh, my God, you call that a painting? Like, what the? Like,
yeah. Well, so I suppose the key there is that if you really love it and you enjoy it and it makes you feel good when you do it, keep doing it. Mm-hmm. And then the next bit is the sharing it. So then you only share it with people you trust. Uh-huh. So, you know, that you feel safe around going, hey, because it is, it's a vulnerable thing to go, hey, I've made this, I've really enjoyed it, you know, I've had a go, I've you know, invested something of myself in this, and then putting it, you know, in a sense for somebody else's judgment. Like, yeah, it you need to make sure that it's someone you trust. So, yeah, you know, and the same with, like, if you took a picture of it and put it on your socials, like, once again, like, you know, like, I find lots of people are kind out there, but, yeah, like, if it's something that's going to hurt your feelings if somebody says something not nice about it, or even if it's, oh yeah, that's okay, like if you want everyone to go, yay, that's amazing, then just share it with those, you know, with those people that are going to give you that. Or if they give you the feedback about, oh well, actually you could have, maybe next time, oh that was really good how you use that color, but maybe next time mix it up with this, like if they give you positive constructive feedback, like if you know they're going to do that, then that's fine. But yeah, it is it's a trust, it's a different thing, I think. Yeah, definitely follow what you love, because that's the thing, and you'll also find your own way of you know, paint pouring and all of that sort of stuff, and so it'll be completely unique, and so who cares if it's not like everybody else's, because it'll be Jackie's, right?
Yes.
But yeah, it just don't share it until you're ready, or you've gone, yep, I've got like 10 now under my belt, I've done 10 and I feel really good about it, and you know, now I'm ready to share. So yeah
I know that not these school holidays, the previous school holidays, my neighbor, their daughter came over, so she's in primary school, and I said, you know, we were going to do resin art, and then I decided that no, that was just going to be like, it's messy enough with just me, and then having a child, like, I mean, oh, she was probably going to be better at it than me, but I'm still mastering resin, and I went so I said, let's do paint pouring, and you know, and then I grabbed one of the tools. It's like a cylinder, strainer. It's like a strainer, a little strainer. And I put it on one way, and then she went, actually, Jackie, I think it goes the other way. And I said, oh, okay. So when we did it, we tried it, and when she went, actually, I think I liked it the way you did it. Because I said, well, when you do it, you can do it your way. And we looked at it, and her mum kind of looked at the work, and she did the whole polite, oh, that's like really nice. and then later on, I was talking to the little girl and her mum, and she said, you know, and her mum said, I didn't kind of get it at first, she said, but then I realized that I don't have to get it. And I think that, because we can do that social politeness, but if we're doing social politeness to somebody that can actually pick up the undertone, so knowing that that is, or it's kind of like your words and your facial reaction aren't mixing together, and I do miss social cues, so I often mix things up, but if there's like a bit of a gut feeling of like that person's just being nice, it sometimes that doesn't help people with different traits. But so with the work that you do, and it is obviously a lot of uniqueness, I know that you do Lego, I was going to say Lego play, is that what we call it? Or
it's Lego, it's Lego serious play.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that, please?
Yeah, so Lego serious play is, it's actually an open source methodology process, so it was developed in conjunction with Lego, but it's sort of free to use in a sense, so you can get trained up in how to use it. But essentially what you're doing with it is using Lego to talk about things and answer questions. And so in terms of the methodology is that you ask a question, you build a response, and then you tell a story about what you've built. So that's generally mm-hmm. what it is. Mm-hmm. But obviously if I did a process with someone, then I would actually obviously work them through getting comfortable with it. Like there is a bit of a process to working through that. But, yeah, and look, my favorite, talking about strengths, like my favorite workshop to ever run for team building particularly is around strengths because it's just the best workshop. So it gets people talking about, and what I love about Lego is because you build it, so it's really good for people who are hands-on, you know, and also for introverts because you actually have that time to process. You can create whatever you're building. You don't have to talk to everyone. And then when you're actually talking about, so in this strengths workshop, you build what your strengths are and then you talk about the model. Mm-hmm. So everyone's looking at the model. They're not looking at you while you're talking. So also if you're not comfortable public speaking, so I just love it. You talk about the model and then, you know, our subconscious does lovely things. So you'll build something and then somebody will go, hey, I noticed you used a lot of yellow, or I noticed you put this here, or what does this mean? And then you go, oh, actually that relates to something else, or, you know, this is a metaphor for that, or this relates to that. And so it actually draws out a lot more and people can ask questions about the model and it's, yeah. So I find that people don't get so defensive, they're a bit more open. It's also fun and relaxing, so it gets people into more of their creative vibe. And just obviously as a team building, I love it because then you get everybody, you know, everyone's relaxed and they're a bit more open and they're happy to share. And then the other activities that you then build, you pick, I like to do a random out of a hat, and then you have to build a strength of somebody else. And so then you go, oh, this is how I see the other person. And it's really nice for people to actually say nice things about you because, you know, then, and you discover things about yourself that you probably hadn't noticed or you hadn't, valued. So I've had like, say a receptionist who is doing this and she was like, oh, look, well, I'm not really important. I don't really add, you know, I don't do a lot. And when somebody built her model, they said, well, actually, you know what? Like, you know exactly when somebody, a customer rings up and they get to the switchboard and they ask for this, they've got a problem or they need a certain solution, you put them straight through the right person so that we never actually have to ever transfer them. Like we're never going, oh, sorry, you're in the wrong department, I'll transfer. Like you pick the right person. So like from the customer's perspective, that's awesome. They don't get, you know, the you're on hold, I'll move you to so-and-so. And they're like, no, that's really, really important for us. It actually makes it better for us. So from her perspective, she learned something about herself that she didn't necessarily value. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love that. I in the past have used drawing. So when I've worked with children, we did a visualization, like a meditation leading into it. And then the first drawing, so say we did it on, I don't know, under the sea, like, you know, we always had a color theme connected. So there was a lot to it. But the first drawing, and they could use crayons, texters, pens, pencils. The only medium we didn't use was paint, just purely because it was messy. But, you know, eventually we did allow paint because we were able to put plastic down. But, you know, the first time I did this with the kids, because the first drawing was not allowed to be anything I recognized. And I'm really looking forward to actually doing that. I've got a couple of events coming up and I'm actually going to use this same strategy. Obviously, we're not going to use paint because I have to pack that up. But but just that whole thing of even though we've just done this visualization of under the sea or whatever it is, the first thing is that you're not allowed to do anything that we recognize. And initially they were like drawing circles and squares and things like that. And I'd kindly go around and I went, so what were we doing? And they said a picture about, and I said, and can I recognize anything here? And they went, well, and I said, so let's just swap that out. You can come back to that one. That's okay. We're just going to swap it out. And by the second or third week, they started to get the hang of it, because the next drawing was about the theme. And then the drawing after that was, if there was time, they got to do three things, was whatever they chose. Now, as the term went on, the kids that I had were siblings, so there were siblings in the room, and one sibling always got the gold award at school, but the other sibling never did.
Mm.
Now, by the end of term, and the teacher, the principal actually picked this up, because at the end of the term, I went to the parents, said, oh, you've got to come to the assembly, you know, so I went. My kids were there too. And every single kid in our workshop got the gold award that term. Wow. And now the siblings that never got the gold award used to be the ones that would fidget, or, you know, just not be paying a lot of attention, or there was different things with different kids. And yeah, the principal came up to me and she said, I hear that you've been running workshops you know, once a week after school. And I went, yes. And I said, that's in my own time. It's really got nothing to do with the school. Mm. And she goes, actually, we want you to come in and teach the teachers what you were doing, because some of these kids we thought would never get this gold award. We thought they would never actually start to sit and interact a bit more. And she said, what was your secret? And I said, well, if I tell you my secret, then it's not my secret. And I said, it was opening up their mind to tap into their own unique creativity. It wasn't actually about, even if when I said, all right, now we're going to do what we talked about, remember when we closed our eyes, and, you know, we didn't use the language of meditation until later on when they were ready to take that on board. And, but even if all they did was a bit of seaweed or something like that, that, you know, it was, even if they didn't pull on the color theme of the day and they pulled on a different thing, they were celebrated for what they did.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the message that I would love people to have, is being creatively, organically you.
Yeah. And that's the thing. When we're creating from our heart or creating from ourselves, that's when it is purely creative, because, as I said before, like, no one has our set of skills, experience, expertise, perspective, like, just even, you know, us looking at something, the same apple, we'll see it differently. Just even our eyes probably work differently to actually see it. So, you know, we bring, so when you create something from yourself, it will be completely your own. And it's tapping into that. And without the little voice that says, oh, well, yeah, this is what it should look like, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting. So coming back to the Lego, it, one of the reasons why I really love it, though, and because I use drawing, and I still use drawing today, but it was interesting, like, before that methodology came along for me in terms of me becoming certified in it, like, I just used to do drawing with my clients, and it was really interesting. Then when I did the training, I went, oh, this is exactly the same methodology. So I was like, yay, that's great. Like, something that I'd intuitively, you know, created myself. And I was like, right, well, that's good. I'm on the right path. But the other thing was, it was like, so now when people go to me, all right, you know, I can't draw, you know, so I go, all right, well, I have never had anyone say I can't build with Lego. So, you know, that's, so it, I also find that there's less barriers, because no one goes, oh, well, I have to be a certified, you know, Lego builder, master builder or something, you know, like, I know there's all these TV shows, but you don't need to, you know, to do that. And what I love about one of the guidelines around Lego is, you know, whatever you say it is, it is. So you could literally put a block there and say, well, that's a tree, or it's a house, or it's a person, or, and just one block, like, you have the license to do that. And I do still love drawing and color, because anytime you're using color, imagery, symbols, metaphor, you're actually opening up that right side of the brain too. So you're getting a whole brain, you know, a perspective on things, rather than, yeah, like, the left brain, linear, structured, that we're sort of, I suppose, a lot of maybe not now, but like, you know, when I went to school, there was a lot of that sort of structured linear thinking approach to a lot of our subjects. Yeah,
that's it. It was, you are either working with one side of the brain or the other, whereas for a lot of people, it's that bit of a crossover.
Yeah.
Not as easy for some people that have those neurodivergent or we'll just go neurodivergent traits, yep. because often and that's what a lot of people don't understand around true traits and diagnosis of autism and ADHD is that the brain, you can only be in either a processing or a doing. You can't easily shift. It's like the anatomy of the brain literally does not allow that easy shift. And I think that one of the things that has been the greatest gift I could give myself is to understand my traits as traits, not so much, that's just the autism, or I respond that way because I'm autistic. Well, maybe I do, but how do I understand those traits a bit more and then own it, so that if I know I'm likely to be really blunt and harsh because I'm in that part of my brain, then maybe my strategy is to take a step back and go, yeah, that's probably not the right response at this time, and just learning a few different ways to actually embrace that uniqueness of who I am, rather than it's always autism or it's always ADHD or it's always whatever it is.
Yeah, but and I think that also comes, you know, what we were talking about before, like that whole idea, yeah, of acceptance. And because to be uniquely yourself, like to actually be in that, you know, and as I was saying, those little shoulds, little, you know, that sort of sometimes those little chatter, mind chatter. So, yeah, trying to move away from that and just going, it's actually okay. Yeah, it's absolutely okay to be myself, and it's okay to have this. And any strength or any characteristic, like there's always, you know, that they talk about the shadow side, but you know, like in anything, also in extremes as well, like, you know, so there's always going to be positives and negatives, and also depends on who's viewing it. But the thing is, it's coming to that point going, well, this is who I am, and I'll just find ways to work around it in if it doesn't, you know, in that situation. But otherwise, yeah, like this is how I, you know, do paint, or was it paint pouring. Yeah, like, yeah, sorry, I was thinking, is it pouring paint? No, paint pouring. Yeah, like this is how I do it, and this is, and I might set up it differently than everyone else, but that's okay. And yeah, actually accepting, and in a sense it, that's, you know, self-love as well, to go, well, this is who I am, and you know, and also if we're not willing to try different things and experiment and things like that, then we won't learn, and we won't actually go, actually that's a good way of, because you think about, I mean, from an art perspective, but you think about all the different art movements throughout, you know, time, like, you know, just even things like, you know, abstract paintings and things like that, you know, things have changed, and it's because somebody, you know, was willing to go, actually I'm doing it this way, and yeah, like I don't have to constantly reproduce, you know, these sort of types of paintings because somebody else has done it. So
yeah. Permission to be yourself and explore it and love it and embrace it. And that is our big theme for April going into May. And, you know, because last month we talked about change and how that can show up. And I think I shared with you when I wrote my feature article, well, my article that was a feature, and then I was reading yours and I'm like, they were almost identical. Like, you know, there were so many, like, even the images that I was choosing for mine, because I often just do my process of the article that I'm doing, and then I come to yours. And it's the same as the weight management stuff. Often I'll just choose the images that you actually provide me with images, whereas the others don't. I go looking for those images, so I don't have that. But even, and I have to share with you, is for this month, the first image that you gave me, which I think is a pink tulip with and then in amongst the green, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I had actually put that to be in the inside front cover, like that was the image to do. So as they open up the cover, then that image is going to be there. And I'm like, I had actually chosen that and I decided to go with something else. And then I opened up your file and I went, oh, I love the synchronicity. Like, I love that. And then for Mark's article, he's given some references because we're talking about mental health with Mark, and this is his first article, and he's like then given me references so where people can actually go and learn a bit more, and because his is very clinical, like got that clinical base and backing that up. And I went, oh man, I could go and find that quote that, you know. And it just, so we've actually expanded the magazine. So for April, and I've put this in as well, is that, and you can only do this if you do the e-version or the paperback, which is a word find. So it won't be online, but we'll have a reference to it throughout some of the articles. If, you know, we have a little word find, and it's going to be pulling some of the content out of what everybody has written around that. But the enthusiasm around embracing who you are was amazing. Well, it's really good. Yeah. Yep. And just, it took me a while to put the team together, and then, you know, something came up, and Mark said to me, oh, if you ever want an article on this, and I'm like, oh. And now what's happening is the more the magazine's out there and the more the podcast is growing and things like that, more people are going, oh, Jackie, I write on this, or I've got that. And I'm like, okay. And I'm actually learning to go, no, where does that person fit in? And I actually sit and think of the whole team that we have now, and I go, where would that fit in? It's not even fitting it into the magazine. It's actually, if I was to get all of us in a room, what would happen? That's what I think of. And I mean, obviously, us girls have all been in a room together, so we know how that works. But you know, I know I could easily bring Tommy and Mark into the same room, and the energy wouldn't change that much, in the sense of it might grow and be, yeah. But that's what I love, because in that uniqueness and the individual, but we're also an amazing team, because and I like the word team, because it's together, it's bringing the team together to, and just the way it just fits, I go, right, so we've got this theme, but you can also pick from this and this. Because go ahead. Mm. Yeah, and she said to me, "Is this the right way?" And I went, "I don't know. What do you think?" And she goes, "But don't I?" And I said, "The only things I'm going to correct you on is let's try and keep the paint on this space." That's kind of like where I'd like it to be. And I said, and let's make sure that we've got our, you know, and she had the choice. Do you want to wear gloves when you do this or do you not? And then I used a torch and obviously that was our only other rule is that she wasn't allowed to touch that and she had to sit back while that was going on. But that is obviously a safety thing. But everything else was like, if you want to put the strainer thing sitting to the left or to the right or the middle or whatever, if you want to have it up this way or that way, I don't care. If you want to do black first and then do white, or you want to do white first and then black, go for it. Like, whatever you want, it's yours. It's yours to play with. Then she goes, "What if I don't like it?" And I went, "Then we just go again. Like, we have heaps of paint. We can just keep doing it." Yeah, and I love the fact that you mentioned earlier around choosing carefully who you share it with, because I know if I was to take some of the work I've done to a few people, they'd go, "Yeah, okay, yep, whatever." Like, it would probably be quite negative, and depending on my energy at the time or the space or the mindset that I'm in at the time, you know, if I took it there with an expectation of, "Hey, look what I did," and super excited, and then I just went, "Oh, yeah, okay, don't know what you were thinking there." And yet I might love it, but it could be that then I walk away feeling deflated and why did I bother and all of that. Whereas if they came to my house and they saw it, and it could be that I'm not 100% sure whether I'm happy with it, but I'm sitting there because I actually created it and there might be something in it that I learned, and they see it and they go, "Oh my God, what were you thinking? Like, this is horrible." If they say that, because I do have people in my life that would actually do that. And I'd go, "Well, oh, actually, they're sitting to the side." And I go, "Well, actually, I was just playing with this. Like, you know, and it doesn't matter." And being, like you said, the abstract, we can turn these canvases around every which way and they look completely different. And I go, "I really love the teal in it and I love the way the pink came through. But, yeah, there probably was a bit too much white. But I'm happy to critique that myself. But, hey, the beauty was that I was open to whatever it turned out to be, and I don't really care whether you don't like it or not." Because, and they go, "Well, do you like it?" Like, I did have this, and I went, "I don't know. I don't know whether it's something that I like certain aspects of it. Do I want to hang it on my wall? I haven't decided," which is why it's sitting next to the pot plant, because I haven't decided what I want to do with it. But I had fun doing it. So even if it was just the doing of the activity. But it's so important that when we embrace our creativity, as you've shared, and bring our unique traits to it and bring our own unique vision to it, like you said, you know, you and I, we can see someone can hold up an apple right now and you and I will see something very different with that apple, and yet it's the exact same apple that we're looking at. And I love that, because when we can accept that, and I think that nowadays, I don't know whether it's getting harder or easier to accept it, because there's so many more labels now that we're supposed to be mindful of, that embracing our own creativity is so important. Yay. That's the item. Love it. Exactly, yeah. Percent. Yeah, no, I love it. Well, it's been great speaking with you today. And for our listeners, like, subscribe, follow, because Natalia will be back next month. It'll take me probably a day or two to get this up onto our YouTube, onto the podcasts, which go Spotify, Amazon. Like, yeah, we get them everywhere. We put it on social media. So Natalia, thanks for being part of today. It's been a lot of fun. You're most welcome. Yep, thanks.